it up.
Yeah.
This is where I feel that paradox swoop in and scramble egg my mind and also surge through as this sweeping wave of joy at the same time to recognize that to be what is. It feels paradoxical. We were speaking of the paradox of recognizing that one is operating in a way that feels not desired, or there is a recognition that there is another way of operating that one desires to step into, to quote unquote, learn, practice, become. So that's where the ideas and the narratives of the process come in, because it's like, I'm operating in this one way, I'd rather be operating in this other way. How do I get from here to there? Mm. It feels like surely I must practice, I must learn, I must obtain, I must become, I must accomplish this, this, and this. I must meditate every day, and then surely I'll know peace and ease. And so the questions are, what does that really speak to? That speaks of the desire to be somewhere else, someone else, other than who and what and where you are here and now in this moment. That's where the present moment becomes the means to an end, because in that present moment, your perhaps mind or your energy or focus is pointed to another moment, this other moment where...
Which is the idea.
And so rather than pointing our focus and our attention to that state that we desire, perhaps that real magic lives in being so fully what is in this moment. To me, it feels like a softening, a releasing, whereas when my energy is pointed towards some other moment, some other place I think I should be, that feels like tension. It feels like this tense, dense state. Whereas when I open the door curiously into what it is to offer myself full permission to be right where I am instead of somewhere else, that feels like softening, that feels like releasing the grip, that feels like... yeah, it feels like a major softening, which gives way to opening to what is here and now. What's yours for you?
I think you said a couple of keywords there. I heard learning on one side, and I heard peace and ease on the other side. And the process that we've learned, stepping back out of the process and realizing that we've learned this concept of process through, you know, systematic education, that's our education system is built upon the framework for the assembly line. The assembly line, when it came around in the Industrial Revolution, was set up in grades and classes. That's what public schools are. You go through grades, and within each grade is a class. And so that's how cars are built, or at least it was in there. I don't know how it is now, but that was how the assembly line was originally set up. It's like there was the grade for the interior, and then the interior grade had all these different classes for the seats and the dashboard and the blah, 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 right? And so in the end of that process comes a result.
Yes.
And that result is like somewhat predictable. Right? Like within the assembly line anyway, it's very predictable because you're like putting specific things together in a specific order to achieve a specific result. And that is what the education system is based upon, that model, that like we're going to put these specific things in and it's all going to adhere to a standard, and we're going to test them to make sure they're upholding that standard, just like they do for the cars. they go through this like
machines.
Yeah, it's like the quality control thing to make sure. That's what our standardized tests are for humans, is the quality control. Do they adhere to the standard that we have set for the quality of this manufactured good?
Whoa.
Right? And as long as you check out in all of those little stages, then you arrive at the end result and they stamp you, or they give you a paper and you walk across a stage and it's like, yes, you are the completed result of this assembly line. You have fit all of the parameters and you've done it well enough to be able to go on with our certification, our seal of approval that says this is a guaranteed product of, you know, the public school system.
Straight.
Yeah, so we learned fundamentally that things are this process. Mm-hmm. And we've learned that it comes through learning.
Mm-hmm.
Addition, you know, an additive process.
Yes.
That kids are heavily conditioned into the sense that they don't have something and they need to acquire something in order to produce a result.
Yes. I'm here, I want to get there, I need to gain something, I need to gain, I need to walk this line,
mm-hmm.
to gain that which I don't have, because I'm not there.
And that is probably one of the most, you could say, on a certain level, you could say that that's been one of the most detrimental things to human development in, like, the 20th century.
Yes, that belief, that narrative,
mm-hmm.
that story. It's so deeply ingrained.
Yeah, ironically or paradoxically, that's exactly what is propelling us into a conscious embrace of what is prior to that. And you spoke those words, peace and ease. Peace and ease don't come from an additive process.
Mm-hmm.
There is no process required for peace and ease. It is like the foundation of a house. Whatever additions you make to the house, generally speaking, let's consider like cosmetic additions to a house or remodeling and things like that. Additive process, right? You're shifting things in the house. That requires no shift in the foundation. And what that foundation is in us, our primary essence, our primary beingness, that which is the aliveness within us, is peace, is ease. Or it's the words that we can attribute to that essence is stillness, is peace, is quiet. It's the silence within which sound exists. The realm in which silence and sound can exist. It's the space in which form exists. It's the, you could say, like, the field in which the space exists for form.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the underpinning of all of this stuff. And we're just using words,
mm-hmm.
but you got to see where the words are pointing to, because you, it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
it's not to be thought of.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not to be known by
well,
the mind.
Well, because the mind exists within it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is what gives way to the entire process of the universe that unfolded for the mind to even exist within it,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, yeah, the mind can't, you know, see it from the inside. You gotta step out of that shit.
Yeah.
You know? And so this is all, like, the underlying. This is all, like, the foundation of the entire structure that has been built out of learning. Learning is that house in the metaphor. The foundation that it's resting upon, or you could even say the ground, the actual earth that even the foundation is set upon, is being.
Mm-hmm. For one to exist, for one to be here in this experience, one has the foundation of being. For a house to exist, it has a foundation.
Right.
It's simply to be alive is to be being.
Yeah. Yeah, the simplest way to say it, just like you said there, is to do anything, you have to be alive, right? If you're not alive, you can't do anything in terms of what we're talking about here, human existence.
Yes.
that's, everyone can get down on that.
Uh-huh.
You know, irrevocable truth. If you're not alive, you're not doing anything. Right? That aliveness is the foundation. Bare bones aliveness with no added content is peace. That's the simplest way to approach this.
Mm-hmm.
Peace doesn't require a process. It is the foundation of existence. It's the blank template. It's the blank canvas.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So does it require a process to get there?
That's what it, when it comes to being what one already is.
Yes.
Being what one already is.
Yeah.
There is nothing to gain. It's what you are already.
And so when we look at that, peace is an instantaneous realization, one could say. It's already here.
It's an ever-present.
Uh-huh.
It's ever-present. It's
yeah.
never not. You're never not. If you're alive, you're never not alive.
Right.
As a human.
And if you're alive, you're never not in the state of peace. Like, say, within the field of peace or ease or contentment or enlightenment or whatever the fuck you want to call
inseparable.
It. You're inseparable
you're
from it.
Not.
It is the present moment. Mm. We're all just using words, but life, presence, being, aliveness, peace, foundation, all of these nonsensical words are the exact same quote-unquote thing. It simply is the isness.
Is. I really love what is, isness.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that opens the door or melts a lot of the trying to think it your way into it. What is.
Yeah.
Life is.
Yeah. And so we're here in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you know, as these words are occurring,
mm-hmm.
there is the isness. Within this isness, it's silly to say within it, the essence of it, we're just using words. It frustrates, it's like, honestly, it can become frustrating because the words really just don't go there, and it's so, I feel it's so powerfully moving through to really, again, words, you know, I'll just say express the juice, you know, the essence, like
the essence.
The essential oil, right? The essential oil comes from the essence of the plants, a distillation or a tincture of the essence of the plant, right? Like the juice.
Mm-hmm.
And that wants to come welling up, and the words are so, you really got to hold them loosely. You got to allow the whole essence of it to weave in and through those words, because the words will fundamentally be contradictory. There will be limits within the words, but if you can hear where they're pointing, that's the stuff.
I find them to be an entry point
yeah.
for the essence to move through, not the thing itself. Yeah, if you're
yeah.
only looking at the word, it's not the thing. If
yeah.
you allow the word to be the portal of entry
mm-hmm.
for the knowing
yeah.
to come through.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same way if you point somewhere, if there's a dog and you're trying to point it somewhere and it doesn't understand the actual command and it's just the general, you know, like what you're doing, like if they're not trained and you're just trying to say, you're pointing at like a thing on the ground.
The stick's over there.
Yeah.
And they're only looking at your finger.
Exactly.
So you're like, look at the stick. I'm pointing to the stick, but they're only looking at the finger.
Because it's a mental abstraction to have this waving, moving thing, this hand moving around and like doing this thing. It's a mental abstraction to look at that hand and recognize that there's this invisible force that it's wielding towards something else.
Mm-hmm.
That's a far out concept. You know, when there's this hand and it's like there's a tension going like for us through the hand towards something else invisibly, that dog is like there's a tension in the hand.
Uh-huh.
You know, this hand is doing something. What's that hand doing? That's what the hand
focuses on.
Right. That's what the words are. The words are the finger pointing. Don't look at the finger. You're not, but it like requires this abstracted, so to speak, invisible projection of the energy through that hand, through the
words.
Through
the words. Through the word.
Towards what we're really speaking of here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a big aside. Anywho, so peace, ease, the foundation, the essence of what life is.
Existence.
Present moment requires no process. it is the field in which all processes occur, right? So when we speak of coming to what is rather than a desired state, that takes on a whole different realm with that recognition. And that recognition is instantaneous. You know, we're not going through a process per se. We're just like having to spit out words, and you could consider that a process, but it's like the immediacy of the acknowledgement of the recognition is here now.
When you recognize something, you recognize it. It's instant. It's
yeah.
No, there isn't nothing else.
And it's not like you're like baking a loaf of bread. Right.
Right. The recognition, clarity happens instantaneously.
Yeah. And so when somebody wants to be in a desired state, some other state, typically because of the conditioning, it's assumed that there's an additive process, that I lack something and I need to gain something in order to get over here, or I mean over there, right? And so when one comes back to what simply is, the present moment, the peace, the ease, the aliveness. Put yourself there. It's an instantaneous thing. You don't need fancy breath. You don't need anything other than your aliveness already.
Mm-hmm. Returning to back to what we all are, or what you already are here now.
Yeah.
Nothing to gain.
Yeah, and you're never not that. It's just, it's always here, you know? It's synonymous with that which is beating your heart, even
mm-hmm.
while you're sleeping. Right? It's like, you're not doing that. And you're not escaping it either, right? Like, while you're alive, so to speak. You're not distancing yourself from it, actually. Only conceptually, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But you're really not anywhere else.
Other than your aliveness.
Yeah.
You're never separate from your aliveness.
Right. That'd be preposterous, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyone can get down on this, right? Like,
get
oh,
down
yeah.
on
get down
on it.
Get down on it. Yeah, you're alive. What do you know? And that aliveness is the state of peace that we tend to think is somewhere else.
Yes.
And so, okay, peace is here and now. Underneath, just like the foundation of the house, underneath all of the things that have been stacked up on top of it, which is the house, the construct of the ego, of identification of the world, of learning and knowledge and all of the things that we've put on top of what the baby is doing. The baby is just being. Not much has been stacked on top of that. It's being what is.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't know anything else
mm-hmm.
yet, perhaps.
Doesn't have concepts.
Right. And so all that stuff has been stacked on top, and we accord to those things thinking that it's a process. It's not a process. Okay. So once, what happens once one comes into the presence of what is, relative to that movement that seemed necessary of the process from this to that? I am here, I want to be there, conceptually. If one comes into the present moment, what happens is you have access to the whole realm in which whatever you're trying to get to exists within. You're the context to all that content. And within that, one can absolutely come to clarity.
It feels that I can't know of peace. I can't learn peace. I can't obtain peace. I can only surrender into it.
Yeah. It's not an additive process.
Mm-hmm.
It's, if anything, it's closer to a subtractive process.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. Remove anything which does prevent me from that surrender
mm-hmm.
into what already is.
Which is also verbally a process to remove things. You don't. There's nothing to remove. You're already it. It's already right here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Perhaps removing myself out of the way.
You don't have to do anything. It doesn't happen in the realm of doing, actually. Though in words, right? Because like immediately the question that one can ask is, well, if I am in some given situation in life, right? I'm going about my day, in doing something and I'm not in that state of peace, how do I get there? You're actually in the field of peace. You are alive.
Mm-hmm. You're not only in, but are.
You are.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
I am.
I am the peace I wish to know.
Yeah. So check this out, quick aside. That famous quote, "I think, therefore I am." How backwards. "I am, therefore I think."
Yes.
You see that?
Yes.
You have to be alive in order to think. You're not alive because you're thinking. That is the basis of Western culture, basically, is that mentality.
Yes.
And of course, it's a mentality. It's like a mental concept, right? And so, yeah, you're flipping the script on that. I am, therefore, fill in the blank, right? Okay, I am.
I am.
Whatever the desired state that you were seeking becomes irrelevant.
No longer is there the concept of lack. It doesn't apply.
Right. Because whatever that process was trying to attain is what the present moment is. It was just a roundabout way of getting there rather than an instantaneous way of being there, mm-hmm. being here. So I want peanut butter, right? There's some compulsion, some desire, some want of this thing. If you like went into that and looked at it, like, well, it's back of that desire. Why does this blah, 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 blah? You'd come to the point of this person feels that there's something missing and or that something could be added to bring greater peace or contentment or love or whatever. That's all here. The process we have learned is perhaps one way of approaching that thing, right? But really what it does is it takes us away from that and requires more things to uphold that process. Rather than here now, peace exists. Love, whatever you want to call it, life itself exists, is your existence, is what you are.
I